Hi, this is Tony for Nikkei Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Malcolm Pagliacci, Managing Executive of Professional Indemnity and Liability at Shaw. Malcolm, thank you very much for talking to me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Malcolm, you know, liability has grown extensively over the last few years. You know, 10 years ago, people were sort of talking about it, but not really realizing the risks involved and the severity of it, et cetera. So maybe you can just tell us a little bit about how that has changed. And is there severity of risk in the liability space, and are you seeing that growing?
Yes, they are. Thank you, Tony. The professional liability space has certainly evolved over the last 10 years or so. The general public at large has become more aware of their rights and would look to ways to enforce those rights if they're infringed. And specifically in the professional liability space, the public at large and both in the consumer and in the corporate and commercial world rely on professionals to provide a certain level of advice for a fee, and they rely on such advice and obviously pay for it. So if they are wronged or they suffer any financial loss as a result of reliance on such advice, they will seek, an avenue to try and get reimbursement for the losses that they've sustained. As a result of which, professionals across all avenues of the industry, from legal professionals to both environment professionals to accounting and finance professionals, are all held accountable when the advice or services they provide, causes a loss to a third party. So over the last 10 years, the requirement and the need for professional liability insurance specifically to protect these professionals against claims made against them has become a requirement. In fact, most professionals can't practice their profession without having the safety net of professional liability insurance.
Obviously, a big factor in liability, especially in professional indemnity and so on, is the cost of litigation. And we all know how expensive legal cost is, and then you get to these professional issues. So what factors have contributed to those costs being so high?
Yeah, primarily, as I've mentioned, the general consumer has become more aware of their rights. You've got legislation like the Consumer Protection Act. You've got regulators, talking about intermediaries like, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, and other professional bodies that look after professionals. So with the requirement of professional indemnity insurance, you've had a spike in claims where historically claims were settled across a table from a professional with the client trying to sort out an issue, whereas now the members of public go straight to the courts for assistance. This has basically driven up costs, and you've mentioned that the cost of litigation in South Africa has increased because lawyers are not cheap. The other factor is that we're very fast becoming a litigious society, like the American jurisdiction, where, for lack of a better term, people sue for everything and anything if they are wronged or perceived to have been wronged by any individual. So we've become a highly litigious society. People are becoming more aware of their rights. There's other factors as well that have contributed to the spike, in my opinion, of claims against professionals. Attorneys that historically earned a lucrative income from road accident fund claims have turned their attention away from those type of claims with the advent of the Road Accident Fund Amendment Act, which severely curtailed the earning potential of lawyers in personal injury type claims arising out of motor vehicle accidents. As a result of which, the focus has now turned to other forms of litigation which seem more lucrative, like medical malpractice litigation against doctors, professional indemnity litigation against lawyers themselves, attorneys, engineers, architects, accountants, and auditors. It's been quite frequent in the press. You know, the issues around state capture and corruption that auditors and accountants haven't picked up or alleged to not have picked up in their services they provide in these institutes, and they have been called to question as well, which raises the issues around litigation and obviously increases the cost of litigation.
Yes. Now you guys do an annual risk review, and obviously including the liability insurance and the professional landscape. Are there any outstanding statistics in there that you could share with us?
Yeah, I mean, apart from the fact that the litigation costs have increased incrementally over the years as we become a highly litigious society. In fact, our stats show that we pay a lot more in defense costs, legal defense costs, in defending our clients in the professional services clients, sometimes against them, but often when issues arise as to whether the conduct of the profession is being called into question. Our professional liability policies are triggered on the basis of negligence being proven against the professional. And, if the professional is adamant that he wasn't negligent in the situation, we have an obligation in terms of our policy to defend him, until it is determined otherwise. And that could take, years if it goes through the litigation process, because we are at mercy of the courts and we have to follow that process. And that could take some time. On average, professional indemnity claims, we found, matures after a 60-month period. So it takes up to 5 years from the time a claim is initially notified up until the time it is actually finally settled, be it at a form of dispute, being arbitration or a court award.
Mm-hmm.
So it is long.
Yeah, that's quite severe. Yeah. Malcolm, thank you very much for those insights. Indeed, a fascinating environment and a growing environment. We'll be chatting again soon to see how things are developing. Thank you very much for that.
Pleasure, Tony. Thanks again for helping me.